Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. And as this year comes to a close, we're looking back on some of the stories that dominated the news in 2013. Today, we will focus on the leaks from the NSA contractor Edward Snowden that dripped out during 2013 and have shaken up the national security establishment, causing repercussions to our foreign policy abroad and blowback to American businesses around the world. We begin with a broadcast of Background Briefing from June 10, 2013, and look into the post-9/11 intelligence industrial complex following the latest leaks from an employee of an intelligence contractor, Booz Allen Hamilton, who in turn are owned by the Carlyle Group. A former CIA veteran, Robert Baer, joins us to discuss the real story that has been lost amid the familiar civil liberties versus national security arguments, and that is that the taxpayer is being swindled by multi-billion dollar boondoggles that don't work. Then, from August 13, 2013, we will speak with one of America's premier military experts who, along with the Washington Post's Dana Priest, wrote the groundbreaking expose of the privatized national security state, Top Secret America. William Arkin joins us to discuss his explosive follow-up, American Coup, How a Terrified Government is Destroying the Constitution. We discuss his new book that describes the desk-bound takeover of the highest reaches of government by a coterie of gray men of the national security establishment that he calls the executive agents. We look into how doomsday has become every day in contemporary America as a result of the forever war and how the mechanism is already in place for an American coup that William Arkin warns about in this latest and most powerful reminder of our fading freedoms that we are trading away for a fictional guarantee of security. Then finally, from December 9th, 2013, we'll look into the full-page ad from the giant tech companies in the New York Times and Washington Post calling on the President and Congress to rein in the NSA. Mark Rotenberg, the President and Executive Director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, joins us to discuss the call for tighter controls on government surveillance in an open letter from AOL, Apple, Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Twitter, and Yahoo, and the international blowback from NSA spying that is hurting American business. And joining us now is Robert Baer, who's a veteran CIA operations officer who served in various Middle Eastern countries, including Iraq and Lebanon. He is the author of three New York Times bestsellers, See No Evil, which was made into the movie Syriana, Sleeping with the Devil, and The Devil We Know, Dealing with the New Iranian Superpower. His latest book, co-written with his wife Dana, is The Company We Keep, A Husband and Wife True Life Spy Story. Welcome to Background Briefing, Robert Baer.
Great to be back.
And the story that's going on now with this Snowden, Edward J. Snowden, and Booz Allen, and the NSA leak, etc., which is consuming the press, but it seems to me it's basically the old familiar argument of civil liberties versus national security. And what most of the press are missing, I think, is the real story here, which is this enormous boondoggle that's going on with Booz Allen, for whom this young man, Edward Snowden, worked, and the extent to which they are a classic revolving door. And they, in turn, Booz Allen, are owned by the Carlyle Group, which is another classic revolving door. When you look at the fact that Booz Allen's revenues for the last fiscal year was $5.76 billion, and they're number 436 on the Fortune 500 list of largest public companies, 98% of their revenues come from you and me and the taxpayer. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, Ian, first of all, I take issue with your word choice. It's not a revolving door. It's a swindle. I had a young man working for me. He was what's called a reports officer. He simply edited reports from the field. And one day he comes to me and says, you know, I got a great offer with Booz Allen. He resigned from the CIA the next day with his top secret security clearance, which is in itself has a value, went to work for Booz Allen. He was promised training. He was promised, a way up the corporate ladder and so forth and so forth. He came back, worked for me again in exactly the same job with no training, with a little bit more salary, and Booz Allen made five times what he was making on his contract. It is just a great swindle. There is no other way to put it. When you consider this young man didn't have a high school education, didn't complete high school, goes to work for the federal government at $200,000 a year, you can count on Booz Allen making off that contract $1 million. Maybe more. I don't know. It's hard to tell. You lose sight of this. this whole contracting thing has taken billions upon billions of dollars, you know, hived it off the federal budget, goes where, we don't know. There's absolutely no internal controls, and it's just a great swindle for no value added.
Well, it's a perfect swindle in the sense that the people who are swindling the government are working for a secret government agency, the National Security Agency, and right across the street you have Booz Allen, and the NSA basically gives them the blank check, and they provide services which apparently the Congress is not exercising any kind of oversight over what they're buying. My understanding is this project that Snowden leaked, PRISM, is a vast boondoggle. It doesn't do a damn thing in terms of the war on terror.
Look, and there is no one has come forward and showed how PRISM saved American lives. I've seen allusions to the subway bomber, Zazi, and the rest of it. But if you look at the court documents, they all point toward British sources tracking a bomb maker. And right across the board, look, the point is that with PRISM and getting in the metadata, the telephone companies, this stuff is extremely useful after an event occurs, not before. The software does not work. You can't put in like a Google-like search saying, you know, where are the terrorists in the world, and it comes up with an answer. It doesn't work that way. I worked for the Special Tribunal for Lebanon. I watched how, after the assassination of the prime minister, they got into the data, the metadata, and figured out who the assassins were. But again, it was after the event, not before. And what we're doing is taking all this money and pretending that we can stop terrorism by, you know, a magic bullet. There is no magic bullet in this. It doesn't work. There is no algorithm that can predict the future and predict what people are going to do. It just, I can't talk about the future, but it doesn't work now, and it doesn't justify the billions upon billions of dollars. And we are being swindled, every penny of this. And you know, I stay on the phone all day with people in the intelligence agencies, people just retired and the rest of it. I'm on the phone with the SEALs. All the rest of them call it a swindle. These are active operators on the ground that do the hard work, that stop the terrorism, that went after bin Laden, and they call it a swindle. And they resent the contractors, and they resent people in Congress making money off of this. And like this young man, whether it doesn't matter whether he's right or wrong about the civil liberties, the point is, what was he doing in that job without a high school degree? It's nuts.
And you're saying that his salary was $200,000, but Booz Allen, because they sold his contract, they're making about $1 million out of him?
Absolutely. What happens is you go into the CIA, you get the CIA to pay for a security clearance, which costs a lot of money to do a background investigation, polygraphs. Once you have that top secret security clearance, then you go farm yourself out to one of these contractors like Booz Allen, who doesn't do anything to vet these people. All they care about is they have a top secret security clearance, hire them, you know, boost their salary to whatever. Well, in this case, it was a lot. This guy probably came in at $30,000 or $40,000. So they treble his salary at the very least, or quadruple it. But on top of that, they quadruple the fee, pretending they're doing something. It is
that's their value added. In other words, their value added to the U.S. government.
Their value added, their cost added.
Sure,
five times the contract.
Wow,
it can be less, can be more. I just don't know. You can't say. There's not a general rule.
But what you're telling us here, Robert Baer, is that not only are they the basis of the contracts, all of this, these so-called technical fixes to terrorism, these technological fixes involving software programs and algorithms, that's what they sell in terms of hardware, which doesn't work. But in terms of software, in terms of brain power, they're also poaching from the government. So they get it both ways. They make money out of people they poach out of the government, and they make enormous amounts of money out of the government selling stuff that we don't know what it is and whether it works. And when you've got people like John McConnell, who now works for Booz Allen, the former head of the NSA, obviously signing off on all of these deals, and then James Clapper, the current director of National Intelligence, who's a former Booz Allen director, there you have the revolving door, and the company itself is owned by the ultimate revolving door. Corps, which is the Carlyle Group, started by Frank Carlucci, President Reagan's National Security Advisor.
Ian, it's called feather bedding. It's been around since the beginning of man. The generals keep their mouths shut, keep these programs going, go to Congress, say they need them. They get their 4-star, and when they retire, they get a job. They get paid off. They go back, and they run these companies. They sit on the boards. They don't do anything. And the carousel just continues. And, you know, you look back at Boston, where, you know, if any time the algorithm should have been kicked in, is then. But they weren't, because it doesn't work. I mean, this guy's travel to Dagestan should have gone in the system, and it should have kicked in PRISM, or, you know, whatever else these programs are. And they should have said, hey, this guy's got, you know, there's red lights flashing everywhere. But since the system doesn't work, it didn't work in the case of Boston.
So this is a big emperor's clothes con, that you've got the president pretending that this is a front line in our national security, that the NSA have their finger in the dam, keeping the hordes at bay. Feinstein on the Intelligence Committee, she goes along with it. Everybody's going along with it. As I say, all they're talking about now are the old familiar arguments of civil liberties versus national security, but nobody's talking about the real issue here, which is how much the taxpayer is being ripped off in the name of national security. And I guess my question to you, Robert Baer, is if we have, as you said, this is feather bedding's been going on forever, why don't they at least do something useful with all the money that they steal? I mean, why don't they make something that works?
Because you can't make any money off hiring civil servants that know what they're doing. There's no money to be made off that. There's, you know, you've got federal employees, go out and find new people, hire them, they indoctrinate them in the system, they train them, they have a 30-year career. You don't make any money off that. You need this churn of software, churn of new equipment, churn of contracts. That is where the big skimming is done. I mean, with the civil service, there's no money to be made. It comes in contracts, and especially when it's secret, because no one can evaluate it on the outside. You say, well, where's the president in this? The president, this is the security industrial complex. If he took it on, that whole thing would come after him. I don't know what he thinks about all this, but it would come after him. There'd be generals popping up on Fox News. There'd be people popping up on CNN and the rest of it saying the president is undermining our security. And he's sitting on a tiger he can't get off of. And he knows it, because they'll start leaking on him. So he just, you know, what can you do? I mean, it's Congress, but to get elected to Congress, it costs $6 million a seat. And each time you get elected, every 2 years, you've got to raise that money from venture capitalists, from the Carlyle Group, from bundling, from law firms, and the rest of it. And it's a, you know, Congress is venture capital itself. It's a way to go make money in Washington. And Ian, I am here to tell you that since 9/11, there's been the biggest transfer of wealth in American history from public hands to private, thanks to this security nonsense.
So again, I'm speaking with Robert Baer, veteran CIA operations officer who served in various Middle Eastern countries, including Iraq and Lebanon, and he's the author of 3 New York Times bestsellers. So I'm just trying to get my head around the scope of this scandal, because the only people who ostensibly have oversight over this racket, because of the revolving door and because it's so entrenched at the highest level with people, you know, like the Carlyle Group owning Booz Allen, et cetera, and everything is so classified, nobody knows what the government's buying, and it doesn't matter if it doesn't work because they tell us it works, even if it doesn't, and they lie, as you pointed out, about Zazi being the only example they've come up with so far, and he was being run by the Brits at any rate. So what about the oversight people? I mean, if we're relying on the Congress, and after all, Michelle Bachmann was on the Intelligence Committee, so that doesn't give us much to hope for there. They're a part of the same food chain, aren't they? Because
the one time there was a whistleblower inside the NSA was a guy named Drake.
Right. I talked to him the other day, yeah.
Yeah, and the person at the Senate, a woman, as a result of this, got her house raided by the FBI with guns drawn. She'd retired, and they accused her of leaking warrantless wiretaps. Same way with Drake, guns drawn, come through the door. You know, if you're in the house and you're a lone staffer and you take this system on, someone's going to accuse you of leaking secrets or compromising American security, and they will come through your doors. This is just a fact. I mean, you know, whether Drake's right or wrong, I don't know, or the Senate staffer, that's what happened.
Well, Drake got off. They had to drop the case because it was...
Yeah, but his life is ruined.
Oh, I know. And Bradley Manning will...
He was talking about this carousel of stealing money, and that's what happened to him.
And Bradley Manning will spend the rest of his life in jail, and this guy, Snowden, will probably spend the rest of his life in jail, assuming that he's not escaped the clutches of either the Chinese or the CIA in Hong Kong. But again, I just wanted to get a sense, is it this completely corrupt that the only people that we rely on to have oversight over this scandalous, enormous transfer of wealth, this raid on the Treasury that's happened since 9/11, are the Congress, and they rely on the same food chain, do they not, in terms of campaign finance? I would hazard a guess that both the Carlyle Group and Booz Allen give a lot of money out, right, to congressmen and senators.
It's all bundled. You know, we don't know where it goes. A lawyer's a big law firm in D.C. sit down. They're instructed, all right, everybody give $10,000 to this one congressman for this election. This person's key. You know, it's an old story. That's not my specialty. It's an old story. But, yeah, you cannot talk about this. I mean, you cannot. You know, people were telling me that we're building this stuff, that iris recognition from 35 feet is great. You know, you can take a photograph and tell somebody's identity from taking a picture of their eye. Well, you know, they tried that on Tamerlan, Boston Bomber. It didn't work. And we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars was put into a program that didn't work.
And this goes on all the time.
Ian, you got to understand that I worked on a terrorism investigation where we used the same data after the event. This is very important. And it worked brilliantly, but it was all done with a FISA warrant, the equivalent of a FISA warrant in Lebanon, where you went in and you made the telephone companies give up their metadata. But it was targeting specific phones, not everybody in the country, and we already knew what had happened, of course.
Right.
But you don't need to take this software and try to read all communications in this country and the rest of the world, you know, at an enormous price and pretend it works. After 9/11, you figure out who did it. You ask for a FISA warrant for the 19 hijackers. All of these companies are more than happy to oblige. Doesn't matter. Cell phone companies, it's all done. But we're just adding this fake science in order to transfer wealth.
But I think it's also a part, is it not, of this belief that there is a technical fix to national security. It's like what the Star Wars was in the nuclear competition with the Russians. It was a technological fantasy that was going to suddenly change this impossibly dangerous nuclear arms race. And, of course, they're still wasting money on Star Wars as we speak. And it seems to be the same thing, that this is the promise that there's a technical fix to what ultimately can only be solved through human intelligence. And my sense is that the CIA, if they hired this high school dropout, he doesn't even have a high school diploma, and then he ends up working for tripling or quadrupling his salary at Booz Allen after serving as a IT analyst, I believe, at the CIA. What's happened to the CIA? I mean, I thought they used to recruit the smartest people.
No, they don't. It's dead. It's all contractors. The whole place is run by contractors. People just scream and yell about it. Contractors are running overseas CIA station and bases. They actually, contractors are doing it, not federal employees. They're sent out to these places. All right, you run this place for 6 months. Same way with Iraq was run by contractors. So was Afghanistan, and it's just a flow of these people, and there are contractors hiring contractors, and there's no control over it. And what they do is the CIA is putting all of its money. You look at the case in Moscow, where they had this recruitment letter. I mean, this stuff is called virtual recruitment. It's done off the internet. somebody had the bright idea is that you control the internet to find human sources. And the Russians showed us what happens with that when they got that guy arrested. So, no, it's
well, he was an embarrassment, though, wasn't he? I mean, that reinforces my argument.
He was a real person, but he got caught up in this trying to recruit people by over the internet.
Right, but his tradecraft was terrible, though. I mean, what I'm saying.
Well, they don't do tradecraft. No one knows what tradecraft is. They don't know how to work in Moscow. You can run circles around the Russians if you want.
Right.
If you've been doing it for years and gone through the training, but that guy clearly didn't. I mean, they've got ways to actually disguise it. You can't tell who people are. They're not cheap blonde wigs.
Right.
But people don't know how to do that anymore.
Well, that's the point, I think. It looks like all this money that's flowed in since 9/11 has completely corrupted our intelligence and devalued the professionalism, and it's just become a big boondoggle for all of these pigs with their snouts in the trough.
It's Nigeria on the Potomac.
Oh, my God. So it's that bad, right? All right. Well, I must say, I was looking for somebody to talk to because I felt that this was where the story really lies, and you've given me a hell of a lot more than I expected. So I'm going to have to scratch my head for a while and digest it all.
Ian, I'm just channeling what people tell me. I've been out of the CIA for a long time, and the people come out the door, they one way or another call me up, and all have similar complaints at whatever grade they retired at or left or unhappy or happy. They all say the same thing. It's not... No one comes out and says, look, if you only knew what was going on, you'd keep your mouth shut. And no one says that.
Everyone basically says that the taxpayer is getting screwed and that this contractor...
Everyone. And this is Special Forces as well, too.
Right.
I just had a long conversation with them. And they feel the same way.
Right. So what we thought about in terms of what Halliburton was to the Department of Defense, the Booz Allen people are to, and there's others as well, Lockheed Martin, for example, are to in intelligence. So you have a military-industrial complex, you have a terrorism-industrial complex, and you also have an intelligence-industrial complex, all stealing money at the same time.
Look, if you want to make money, don't go to Wall Street, go to Washington. Get a contract.
Well, Robert Baer, on that note, I thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello again, I'm Ian Masters. I'm just speaking there with Robert Baer, who's a veteran CIA operations officer who served in various Middle Eastern countries, including Iraq and Lebanon. He's the author of three New York Times bestsellers, See No Evil, which was made into the movie Syriana, Sleeping with the Devil, and The Devil We Know, Dealing with the New Iranian Superpower. His latest book, co-written with his wife Dana, is The Company We Keep, A Husband and Wife True Life Spy Story. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back with a program from August the 13th, 2013, about the American coup.